and welcome to Naked World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. The objective of this podcast is to uplift, inspire, motivate, and encourage personal growth and introspection. Naked World Podcast is broadcasted twice weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday at 1500 hours, 3 p.m. Beijing time, and published on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and some major podcast platforms. I'm your host, RJ. This is episode 3 of our series on personal growth and development. So far, we've explored the theme Know Yourself, where we highlighted the importance of developing self-knowledge and self-worth. We also explored the theme Grow Yourself, where we highlighted that we need to learn from our limitations, build on our strengths, and develop healthy and productive habits. Today we want to focus on the theme Nurture Yourself. Why is it important to nurture yourself? Before we get into this, let us listen to some music. That was really some. wonderful music. You're listening to Naked World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to our Naked World Podcast. Okay, now that we are relaxed, let us find out why it is important to nurture yourself. At one time or another, we all feel down, stressed or pressured. If you don't take time to nurture and care for yourself, you will quickly become fatigued and end up having less to give to your loved ones, to your family, to those around you. When you take time to nurture and care for yourself, it's easier to have a positive and a happy mindset. It's easier to look at things from a positive point of view. It's easier to address stressful situations. Nurturing yourself is a necessity. Your health and well-being depend on it. Take it from me. That is very, very important. Why do we need to nurture ourselves? Let us look at some of the reasons why we need to nurture ourselves. Firstly, we need to nurture ourselves to fight stress. Every day, stress hormones build up in our bodies, and without taking daily action to reduce them, they accumulate and become destructive to our health. By nurturing ourselves daily, we help to stimulate the relaxation response, that is, the body's natural healing system. One of the reasons why we need to nurture ourselves. Secondly, we need to nurture ourselves in order to promote health, and especially mental health and longevity. When we take the time to nurture ourselves, our support systems will prevent us from getting sick. That's funny. That this also leads to us being healthier. You know, it promotes long-term health and longevity of the mind and the body if we nurture ourselves. We nurture ourselves so that we can feel empowered. When we start taking responsibility for our own well-being, we feel empowered and strong. We can't sit back waiting for someone else to take the lead. Sometimes no one is available. So we nurture ourselves so that we can feel empowered. We also nurture ourselves to boost our self-esteem. It's up to us to recognize our own worth and treat ourselves accordingly. When we treat ourselves with loving kindness, others will do the same. We'll reinforce the belief that we deserve to be treated in this way. And it boosts our self-esteem and confidence. It's very, very important that we look at this very seriously. Another factor that we look at why we nurture ourselves is sometimes we don't even know it, that we are so dependent on other people and things, and sometimes even, you know, medication creates a dependency. And by nurturing ourselves, by looking into our own inner being and our self-worth, our self-esteem and things like that, we break the cycle of codependence. When we nurture ourselves, we demonstrate self-sufficiency, that we are able to take responsibility for our own health and well-being, and that we free ourselves from being responsible, or others from being responsible for our happiness. Right? So those are some of the reasons on why we need to nurture ourselves. And it's very, very important to stress this. We need to take time out. We need to look at ourselves. And we need to care for ourselves. And some people, we use the word nurture yourself. Some people say care for yourself, self-care. And then people think, you know, if they talk about self-care, it's being selfish. No. Just as we take care of others around us, we take care of our children, we take care of our parents, we even take care of our friends and those around us. We need to take time to care for ourselves, to nurture ourselves, to look at our own being. Okay, I think this is a good point where we can take a break and listen to some good music.
Thank you.
I am quite sure that you enjoyed that piece of music like I did as well. You're listening to Nekik World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to our Nekik World Podcast. So we have now covered why we need to nurture ourselves. Now we want to look at how do we nurture ourselves? How do you nurture yourself? Nurturing ourselves starts with identifying our needs, troubling conditions or situations that we find ourselves in. That this is the first thing. We take the time to reflect on our yearnings, our deepest yearnings, our longings. We think about what makes us feel empty. Where is there a void or a crack in our own being? Right? We think about our needs, emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual needs, and what a satisfying, fulfilling life would look like. We ask ourselves questions like, do I need a healthy relationship? Do I need rest, calm, or peace? And then you ask a question and you try to figure out the need for self-discovery, what it is that you want, the sincere one, who you really are. And, you know, is there a need to clear some mental and some physical clutter, in our minds? What are all the different ways we can attend to these needs? Sometimes we feel like we don't deserve to meet our needs, or even think our needs, I think less of our needs in the first place. We feel unworthy. We feel like we haven't earned it yet. You know, and what triggers this sometimes? It's a crisis at work or at home. Triggers these feelings of, say, low esteem. Challenges with our loved ones, a spouse, a co-worker, or other close contacts. These challenges, or a change in the circumstances, lose a loved one, lose a job, you know, children leaving home. These are common triggers that makes us feel sometimes unwanted, that it creates this need. Now, yes, what can we do about it? The first thing we want to do is we want to focus on the good quality, focus on the things that we like about ourselves, the positive things. And secondly, what we can do, let's relax and rest. Allow ourselves some time to rest and recuperate. You know, take a break from things that causes stress in our life. Excuse me. You know, and one important thing is sometimes just to go outside, take a walk on the beach or in the park, some fresh air, just to rekindle our energy again. One very important thing that we can do in terms of nurturing ourselves is to surround ourselves with positive people. People who make us laugh and bring joy to ourselves. We take laughter. We ensure that we distance ourselves from negative people or friendships that puts a drain on us, or people that drains us psychologically. You know, that helps to nurture and to take care of ourselves. And these are all items that we can do and the reason why I want to do this, because we want to nurture ourselves. We want to care for ourselves. Stop the negative thinking. Don't get out of the cycle of negativity. Small positive thoughts are good and great in caring for ourselves, especially when you feel down. Get away from those negative cycles, the negative thinking. And of course, a very important point is to get enough sleep. Plan, even if you need to plan a sleep routine for yourself, to ensure that your body and mind are fully restored. Get enough sleep. That is very important. And, you know, I'm laughing because this is very important even to nurture and care for yourself. You've got to stop worrying. Let go of things that's outside of your control. Accept what it is and let go of your worries. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but you've got to do something about it. No, and if you've got flaws, all of us, we're not perfect. Accept our flaws. Sometimes it means accepting bad feeling. You know, sometimes we tell ourselves, you know, oh, this flaw and that flaw, just accept it. Everyone has flaws. And the more we tend to deny them, the more they keep persisting and then crush our ability to be confident. So, accept our flaws. God has made us perfect. Yes, all of us have got flaws. Your flaws might not be my flaws. My flaws might not be yours. Make peace with it. Accept it for what it is. And then, you know, some we tend to be very busy with lots of things, and sometimes all it needs is for us to just slow down. Because you get carried away with the things around you. Tell yourself, listen, I'm going to slow down now. You know, the important thing is that you love, accept, and you care for yourself. If you love yourself, you'll be more happier. And this happiness will spread around you and allow you to enjoy life to the fullest. You have positive thoughts, positive outcomes. And maybe for me, one of the very, very important things is to have compassion for yourself, self-compassion. You know, we talk to ourselves in our mind, and we constantly speak to 90% of what we say to ourselves yesterday, today, when we will be the same tomorrow. We have this self-talk to ourselves. And in most cases, we bombard ourselves with negative self-affirmations. We don't feed our mind with positive self-affirmations. And here, I want to give you some suggestions. You know, sometimes we need to tell ourselves in our mind, I believe in myself, man. I deserve to be loved. Those are positive affirmations. I deserve to be happy and successful. I love myself for who I am. I am capable and I'm strong. I have the power to change myself. See, if we start telling ourselves these things, even anybody else, so that's up to them. If I feel I deserve to be loved, yeah, I don't care what the next person thinks of me. If you say and think these positive affirmations over and over, it will change our thought patterns. It will help us to believe in ourselves. You know, and it helps us to think uplifting, self-enhancing thoughts about ourselves. It definitely can be a challenge just to focus on the positive and to maintain a positive attitude and consistently act positivity. And yet the benefits of this is tangible. You know, I've done quite a bit of reading on a person, Dr. Martin Seligman. They call the father of positive psychological movements. And basically he states, optimists are high achievers, better able to develop to their full potential, happier, and have better overall health. These are among some of the personal and professional outcomes that Dr. Seligman gives us. And if you have time, read some of his books. But this is where I found it's quite interesting. And now, people who are optimistic, people with positive attitudes, are generally higher achievers. They are better able to develop to their full potential. So positivity is definitely something that can be achieved. And you can teach yourself that as well. You can practice it. Let's take a break and let's listen to some music. Oh, That was nice. You're listening to Naked World Podcast, coming to you live from Beijing, the capital city of the People's Republic of China. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to our Naked World Podcast. Now, come to our final segment. I've got a quote from Albert Einstein. He said once, "Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it is stupid." Understand that? If you ask a fish to climb a tree, that is not a skill and ability that a fish has. And sometimes we are asked to do certain things which is not in our competencies. It's not part of our skill set. And we feel stupid for the rest of our life. We need to make peace. We all have our strengths and our weaknesses. Many of us have so many responsibilities in life that we forget to take care of our personal needs. We focus on the things that is outside our skill set. Right? People who neglect their own needs and forget to nurture themselves are in danger of deeper levels of unhappiness, low self-esteem, and feelings of resentment. So it's very, very important that we take time to nurture ourselves. And like I said also, if you're not an optimist by nature, hopefulness and positivity can be learned. As I referred to earlier, in quoting Dr. Martin Seligman, right? He is still alive. A believer that, optimism can be learned. So what can we control? Ultimately, we can only control ourselves, our attitudes and our actions. That's basically all we can do. While pessimism may be in our nature, we can nurture ourselves towards optimism. And we can reap all the benefits regardless of what's happening around us in our environment. The first step is simply to notice our own reaction to events around us, to unearth our own beliefs, and observe the consequences of our own beliefs and our own reactions. Secondly, we can begin to take more ownership of our own emotions and behaviors. We can recognize, I'm the boss of me, I'm in control. These skills can help us break up depression, better develop ourselves and our potential, and make us happier. Nurture yourself. Take care of yourself first. Love yourself. Have compassion for yourself. Well, that brings us to the end of episode 3 of season 1 of our series on personal growth and development. In closing, I want to give credit and thank the choir and orchestra of the New Apostolic Church Southern Africa for the wonderful and uplifting music. I hope you have all enjoyed this wonderful music. Please follow and like our Facebook page, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and subscribe to Naked World Podcast. Our social media handle at Naked World. Until next time, goodbye from a lovely Beijing in mainland China, till we meet again.